That will, is incidentally the title cut on our new tape and CD that's going to be available in probably 2 to 3 months. It's finally done.
That's not just, incidentally. That's important.
That's not
that's
incidentally.
A
year. Very important.
I'm sick of it.
We'll finish up with another tune that Charlie wrote. It's called The Florida Blues, and this one has words, and we're kind of doing this in honor of Mr. Vassar Clements, who
yes.
I understand does the fiddle tune Florida Blues.
Does he ever.
We'll leave you with this tune that tells you how grateful we are to be in Florida.
Pete Scalzo, Jan Miller.
Charlie Grote, thanks so much.
Yeah, let's give a real big hand for them. Weren't they brave to come out here after the rain? Not to say nothing of you all.
Okay, I'm putting on my other hat because I'm your MC for this evening, at least until about 8:15 when there'll be a changing of the guard. So we have a real reciprocal arrangement up here. The lady in the first act, or the next act, introduced us, and so I'm going to return the favor. It's nice that everybody up here is just sort of one big happy family, but then we all are, aren't we? You sure are, to sit out here on those wet chairs. Well, look at it this way. From the performer's standpoint, we certainly took care of that dust problem in the campground. So there has to be something good that will come out of this.
But I need to come back here.
We got you set up. Well, this next trio is one of my favorite groups. They're very dear friends of mine, and thoroughly nice human beings. And they make some beautiful, beautiful music. Please welcome Simple Gifts.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jan. Wasn't that pretty slick how we traded places here, you know? Singers and MCs and stuff like that. And I don't normally come out on stage and wave to all my friends, but in a crowd like this, that's pretty much what we're seeing here, so. Well, folks, this first tune is a tune that I wrote was inspired by a canoe ride, an early morning canoe ride on the beautiful Orange River in Fort Myers, or just outside of Fort Myers, called Whispered Plea. And I guess we can commune with nature on a soggy day like this one, too, but that's pretty much what this is about. Thank you very much. A little bit of a serious tone there, but we're going to lighten it up for you now. This is a pretty recent development for us, a song about a ride across Alligator Alley. Might sound familiar to you if you've been over that way, too. I was riding one Sunday across Alligator Alley. Wheels were humming beneath the Florida sky.
sawgrass growing far as the eye could see. I was looking for gators and I saw them looking back at me. I saw the red-winged blackbird sitting in the bushes, bunch of white cattle eagers decorating a tree. Gallon was swimming and he was enjoying the sun. Then an osprey flew by making another food run. Yes, I was riding one Sunday across Alligator Alley. Wheels were humming beneath the Florida sky. The slash pines were standing up straight and tall. And the river willow was surrounded by the cabbage palms. The American egret was fishing in the water. The boat tail grackle was sitting in a tree. The Louisiana heron was standing there on the shore. There was a snowy egret and turtles numbered by the score. I saw a little blue heron, he was walking on the water, on the thick water lettuce. Man, what a sight! Malaleuca surrounding the cypress trees, they were crowding them out. And the fish were jumping high, they were trying to catch a Florida breeze. Yes, I was riding one Sunday across Alligator Alley. Wheels were humming beneath the Florida sky. When the swamp opened its big wet heart to me, and Mother Nature was playing the big cypress swamp again. Yes, Mother Nature was playing the big cypress swamp again. Yes, Mother Nature was playing the big cypress swamp again. Oh, yeah.
And a little swampy today, too, huh?
Ray and Cheryl Bellinger, give them a hand. And Pete Scalzo. Sorry, I mentioned you first. Woo, okay. Well, there looks, what is that funny light up there? Is that, I believe it might be the sun. Well, listen, you folks that are here are going to have a real treat this evening because we have a very fast-paced show with all of the really neat Florida performers that everybody's familiar with and likes. And our next performer is no exception. He hails from Miami. This is his 11th year at White Springs. He has a great sense of history, environment, and a very gentle sense of humor. And I think you're going to enjoy his music. He has tapes for sale up at the Friends of Florida Folk booth, which will be closing at 7 p.m. So any tapes need to be purchased before then. So without any further ado, please make welcome Mr. Grant Livingston.
Good evening, and thanks for braving the rain. Now come right in and have a chair. Sit right down, because I don't think you're gonna go anywhere. You just might drown. So let's just me and you sit and listen to the sound on the window pane. Ooh, of the Florida rain. And now into every life must fall a little rain, they say. And every cloud's got a silver lining, but me, I love the gray. And after days and days of sunny skies, like a song without a refrain. Ooh, miss the Florida rain. That old umbrella won't do you any good against the Florida rain. You know this is no night for going out on the town. Why don't you come right in and stay and watch the rain come down? Do 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 do. I went on vacation not so long ago. 16 days and 17 nations was quite a show. Through all the starry, starry Paris nights and the kisses along the Seine. Ooh, I miss the Florida rain. So come right in and have a chair. Sit right down, because I don't think we're gonna go anywhere. We just might drown. So let's just me and you sit and listen to the sound on the window pane. Ooh, of the Florida rain. Ooh, 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 of the Florida rain.
Thank you. So we're getting just a little taste of everybody here tonight, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I got time for one more, and I'd like you to sing with me on this. This is told from the point of view of an armadillo on I-75. And your part goes like this. Well, it goes like this.
Sing oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh, where the grass does not grow. Sing oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. You got it. From the Florida coast to the Texas sun, our kind has roamed since time was begun. We've a fearsome legend every one of us knows, all about the place where the grass does not grow. Where the legend it tells of birds that fly with the roar in their throat and fire in their eye, and they fly so fast and they fly so low down in the place where the grass does not grow. Sing oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh, where the grass does not grow. Sing oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. Now one of our kind on that fateful day, with his fine long snout and his armor of gray, well, his fate was sealed when he chanced to go down in the place where the grass does not grow. Where his fear increased with the heavy bird's roar, in his ancestral memory he'd seen this before. He stood transfixed by the eyes of flame. The last thing he saw was the great bird's name. It was Volvo. Sing oh wee oh wee oh, sing oh we oh, where the grass does not grow. Sing oh we oh, sing oh we oh we oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. So armadillos all, wherever you may roam, be careful if you stray from your armadillo home, and teach your children, every one of them should know, beware of the place where the grass does not grow. Sing oh we oh, sing oh we oh we oh, sing oh we oh, where the grass does not grow. Sing oh we oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. Sing oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh, where the grass does not grow. Sing oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo.
Thank you.
Grant Livingston, I was hoping he'd do that one about the armadillo. That's really, oh, yo, that's great. One quick announcement. Trenor Tompkins is the winner of the blues tickets, and if he will go to the Friends of Florida Folk booth over here to your right and claim them, they are yours. I almost don't need to introduce this next couple. Everyone who's connected with the festival knows Frank and Ann Thomas. They've been composing songs about Florida for more than 15 years. And maybe even more important than that is that they are an inspiration to countless fledgling folk musicians here in Florida. They have five cassette tapes available, which you can get up at the Friends of Florida Folk booth. Six. That was a quick joke. Okay. They've hosted a syndicated radio program on WMNF in Tampa for 11 years, and they were also speakers for the Florida Humanities Council and recipients of the 1993 Folk Heritage Awards. So Frank and Ann Thomas, make them welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for your courage.
Yeah, I think this rain's going to blow on out of here. We're going to have a good old time. Can you hear me out there? You hear me talking? I can't hear myself.
Can you hear me? I'm important.
Got it? Okay. His beard may be stubble like a cut over sugar cane field. His clothes may be dirty, but the look in his eyes lets you know he won't yield. He's from a breed that has died. He has survived. The world he once knew is gone. He's an old cracker cowman existing a long way from home. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trails. And interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rails. And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowmen don't know how it all passed them by. Old Bo Mizell, he's gone, but the legend lives on. Jake Summerlin and old Sam Keen, beginning and ending of an era now gone. Men like Doc Norman somehow let the bottle get them down. These old Florida cowboys are
like eagles tied to the ground. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trails. And interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rails.
And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly.
And the old cracker cowmen don't know how it all passed them by.
Thank you very much.
This song is called Coughing in White Springs. No.
Smoke that cigarette, yeah.
It's called The Storyteller.
Let's try that again.
A grandmother sat on the bank of a spring and told her grandchild magical things, like unicorns and dragons with gold on their wings and the old days of kings and queens. The child watched the clouds and saw pictures up there of elephants and princesses with long flowing hair, and unicorns, and once a pair of dancing bears, and an old man in a rocking chair. And the child cried, "Nana, were there ever really unicorns? And did they dance and prance, and could they sing? Oh, I'd have loved to band, living way back then, to see such enchanted things." Again she told her tales of Argonauts whose sails swept them toward a fleece of gold, and Excalibur whose blade awaits King Arthur's shade and the brightest of the heroes of old. And the child cried, Nana, were there ever really knights so bold? And did they find the Holy Grail? Oh, I'd have loved to have been living way back then to see them in their shining mail. The generations pass, the spring at long last hosts that little girl and her own grandchild. And stories of the days of bygone sirens, so meek and gentle and mild. And the child cries, Nana, were there ever really manatees? And really did they swim in this spring? Oh, I'd have loved to been living way back then to see such enchanted things. And the child cries, Nana, were there ever really manatees? Thank you.
There's a flag that once flew over Dixieland. It always flew with pride and dignity. My great-granddaddy gave his life fighting for that flag, and it means a lot to my family and to me. It's a standard of the Southland, a tribute to the memory of the brave Confederate soldiers who died. That flag stands for honor, and it belongs to the Southern people, and may we always remember it with pride. But now our flag is being desecrated, fouled by filthy hands and defamed. Our flag has come to symbolize bigotry and hate, disgrace, dishonor, and shame. The stars and bars never hid behind a hooded mask, and neither did Robert E. Lee. And our Confederate soldiers didn't fight and die for the Nazi party, and that flag's not yours to desecrate, so let our colors be. That flag was at Manassas when Francis Bartow fell, and Jackson's line stood like a wall of stone. They saw the horrors of Fredericksburg, Chancellorsville, and Coal Harbor, but through it all our flag was proud and flown. And at the Battle of Gettysburg, we saw our army in retreat. Atlanta burned, it heard the Southland cry. But our flag was shown respect by Grant at Appomattox when Lee had to tell his troops goodbye. And at the victory party, Lincoln had the band play Dixie in honor of those brave men who died. Fighting for that flag and the Southland they'd love, may we always remember with pride. The stars and bars never hid behind a hooded mask, and neither did Robert E. Lee. And our Confederate soldiers didn't fight and die for a bunch of skinheads. That flag's not yours to desecrate, so let our colors be. And the stars and bars never stood behind a burning cross, and neither did Robert E. Lee. And my
my great-granddaddy didn't shed his blood for the Aryan nations. So find yourself another symbol for your hate and bigotry. You have no claim to our Confederate flag, so let our colors be. Thank you very much. It got kind of sabotaged here, it looks like.
Welcome to the stage, our fine interpreter, Diane DeLage. We're so happy to have her. There are deaf in the audience tonight. They do need to see the interpreter, so I hope she'll have plenty of light tonight. And I know that for us hearing who are here, she adds a great deal to each performance.
Way down south in the Everglades where the bald cypress grow, bullfrogs sing late at night, their voices deep and low. Sawgrass waves in the balmy air as far as I can see. There's a cabbage palm here and there in the stand of cypress tree. Alligators grunt and roar way back in the swamp. Far away, you can hear their big old mouths are going chomp. There's a rare human who survives the swampy terrain. This is not a place for city folks, it's Seminole domain.
Everglades, Everglades, somehow you survive. Seminole, Seminole, somehow you survive.
Adapted to the swamp like a dolphin to the sea. The Everglades and the Seminole in the perfect harmony. In the moonlight on the Everglades, your eyes can make this day. Those things floating around in cypress logs, they're big old moccasin snakes. Woo-wee! With skeeters big as hummingbirds swarm through the sky. For a victim to drain their body dry. In the big cypress swamp, Florida panthers prowl. Black bear run free and little bobcat spit and growl. Every glade cat still finds the apple snake. And every now and then you'll hear Olympians mourn.
Everglades, Everglades, somehow you survive. Seminole, Seminole, somehow you survive. You adapted to the swamp like a dolphin to the sea.
The Everglades and the Seminole in perfect harmony. In canoes made of cypress logs hollowed out by hand. They pull through the sawgrass to the next cypress stand. To get the garfish hiding round that big old gator hole. The Everglades providing food for the Seminole. From the root of a coochie plant, they make flour for bread. They wear patchwork clothes, wrap turbans round their head. Soft keys boiling in their cooking pot. And their open cheeky keeps them cool when the weather's hot.
Everglades, Everglades, somehow you survive. Seminole, Seminole, somehow you survive. Adapted to the swamp like a dolphin to the sea.
The Everglades and the Seminole getting by in harmony. Yeah, the Everglades and the Seminole getting by in harmony. Thank you all very much. God bless
you. Thank you.
Frank and Ann Thomas, Florida's Treasures. Okay, we have a little unscheduled item. The Florida Folklore Society every year raffles a quilt. And this year, the quilt is made by Nancy Morgan. And we're going to get Ms. Morgan out here herself to draw the winning ticket. And come on out, guys. Nancy Morgan, ladies and gentlemen, a former master artist with the state of Florida in quilting. Why don't you come over here so everybody can see you? Would you like to say a few words, Miss Morgan?
Beg your pardon?
Would you like to say a few words?
Yes, I would. I made this quilt, and I that's what I do is quilt, and I love them. And I put a many a stitch in it, and some of the love, because I've got to save part to go in the next one. I hope the one that wins it enjoys it.
I think this is one of the prettiest ones she's ever done. And Bob and David Congdon here are holding it up, and I'm going to help hold open the plastic bag. Isn't this fancy? I mean, no expense was spared, and if Ms. Morgan will draw the ticket, we'll see who won it. Pick mine. The winner is Jillian Friedman. Jillian Friedman is an officer in the Folklore Society, and she's earned this. Believe me, she has the treasurer's job. Is Jillian here? Oh, they're in a board meeting, but she's going to be thrilled. She's in a meeting right now. Thank you so much, Miss Morgan. Let's have another hand for this wonderful artist. Okay. Thanks so much. Okay, we have a storyteller, little change of pace. He said he's going to crack you up with a cracker tale. It's Mr. John Rice, and he's scheduled to appear with Curly, but I guess Curly was unexpectedly detained, so John is a very brave soul and said he'd come out here and take care of things for himself. So make Mr. John Rice very welcome.
Okay, do you hear me? That's too bad. I'm sorry, folks. I apologize. I know that you've got it in your heart to let me just take a moment and tell you about the biggest fish I caught. Now, you're just dying to hear that, aren't you? I was down at the Myakka River. Now, there are fellas in Arkansas and places like that that brag about their catfish, but I want to tell you, there I was on the riverbank. I baited my hook, I tossed it out in the stream, and immediately something took that line, snapped it in two with a great deal of force. And I said to myself, gee whiz, whatever that is, I've got to catch it. So I got a heavier line, a larger hook, baited it, tossed it out there, same thing happened, snap. And I said to myself once more, whatever that is, I have got to get it. I went and got the biggest line I had, a 30-pound. I put a trout hook on it. I baited it with a lizard, tossed it out there, zing. If I hadn't been stronger than I am now, that line would have pulled me on into the river. But it broke, and I said to myself, whatever it is, I have got to catch it. I went to my truck. And as luck would have it, I found a clothesline in there that we never had used. I put a grappling hook on the end of it, baited it with five frogs, got all set, tossed that out in the river, and I want to tell you the same thing happened again. Something took that thing. I held on for dear life, but then I had to let go for dear life. The line didn't break, but it would nearly drown me. And I said to myself, whatever it is, I have got to catch it. I hopped in my pickup. I drove over to the waterfront. I bought 200 feet of ship's hawser. You know, there's big stuff that big around. I hauled it, got it in my truck somehow. I got it back to the riverbank. And I also got an anchor, put the anchor on the rope, tied the free end of that rope to this big pine tree about this big round. I baited that anchor with 6 fried chickens. I gave it a twirl. I tossed the whole thing out into the river. In a second's time, zing, that line held. I said, hot diggity dog, I've got him now. Boy, you never saw action like that in all your born days. That whole river just churned and churned. It went on for an hour and a half. And in that time, all that stress and pull began to pull that rope up the trunk of that pine tree, scraping bark off and everything, getting down to that the pine tar that made it slippery, you know. And pretty soon, that noose up there and all that tension pulled the pine tree way on down. There it was, under all that tension, all that battling out there. Whatever it was finally got tired, and the tree sprung, like this, you know, and this huge black something just boiled up out of the river, sailed through the sky. There was an eclipse of the sun. It crashed into the woods behind me, made its way back to the river, mashing down trees and brush and everything, and I noticed that coming out of one side of it, there was a big round something about this high off the ground, going along like a scythe, you know, just clipping down everything. I finally realized that was the whisker of a catfish. Well, we got acquainted when it was going back and forth like that, you know, tree springing like that, you know. And we got so attached to each other, I untied it from the tree, tied it to the truck. I led it home. When my wife saw me coming with that thing, she yelled, "Bloody murder. You don't bring that thing to our home." Well, there was that poor thing out there, was homeless. And every dog in the state of Florida came yapping up there, yap, 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 yap. And that poor creature had to get up in the tree to get away from those dogs. Well, the weight of that massive creature up there was too much for the tree. And all these dogs underneath yapping their heads off. Everything crashed down, kaboom, snuffed out every one of those dogs. And if you're ready for this, I'm right here at the end of it. That turned out to be the worst doggone catastrophe the state of Florida ever saw. Goodbye, y'all.
Thank you. John Rice, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, yes. I'm wanted. Hold on. Okay, I think that being an MC on Sunday night is probably the toughest spot for MCs, because you no longer can tell people what they can do, it's only what they missed. So I can't stand up here and say, well, gee, if you could have done this and you could have done that, but we are going to have a little delay, because we're going to be videotaping this evening. Any of you who have attended the festival in prior years have surely noticed that the stage has never looked quite like this before. The Seminole Indian Tribe is to be thanked for financing a good part of this videotaping. They're going to be using it for their network, and we're hopeful, you're going to lose sight of me in just a moment, we're hopeful that maybe PBS will be picking this up, and we can have some tremendous publicity for the festival next year. I think that we had a great turnout this year, and I don't know, even for tonight, you know, for a rainy day and wet chairs and damp clothes, I give yourselves a hand, guys. You deserve it. How many folks out there are first-time visitors to the festival? Oh, quite a few. Okay, now let me ask you, we'll sort of do this like multiple choice. How many of you learned about the festival through word of mouth? Okay, how many of you learned about it through, say, a festival flyer or some form of media? Now, let me rephrase that. Festival flyer.
Those little ones that said Florida Unplugged. Anybody? Oh, there's one, two. Okay. How many heard a radio or a TV slot or saw a newspaper? Okay. I still think the word of mouth folks have it. See, I told you you were going to lose sight of me. This was really is a very elaborate professional equipment that is being uncovered here. I wish I knew more about it so that I could tell you a little more, but it's all new to me too. It's all the rain's fault, right? One of the things that you are going to be noticing that is a large boom that's located over to your right, and that holds, I think, a TV camera. And probably the people who are sitting directly in front of me are going to be ducking a little bit. You don't have to. It's just sort of your instinct, because it does swing back and forth out over the stage. But I watched it for a long time Saturday night, and believe me, it's perfectly safe, perfectly safe. We didn't have one casualty. If all of this had held off, this would have all been done before the show started, and we would just kind of be continuing on. I've been coming to the festival, I guess, for maybe, I don't know, 12 or 15 years, long enough anyway, to see children that I knew as babies up here performing as people in their mid-teens. I don't know that I've ever seen quite as intense a downpour as I saw today. I didn't have a real, real strenuous schedule, and I was able to go sit at the Marble Stage this afternoon and actually, you know, watch some performances, and I was sitting there, and the rain was just pouring down, which was kind of nice in a way for the performers, because it was a captive audience. Everybody just sort of shot under the tent there and stayed until the rain left. But the water, it was raining so hard that the water actually was flowing in among the aisles. So, but we all had a good time, and everybody got through it okay. I think the people that come to the Florida Folk Festival are a real special breed of people, and we know that you all like the music, because you always hang in there. You always hang in there. How long are we looking at here to finish with what we're doing? Because I don't have the vaguest idea what you're doing. About five more minutes? Okay. I was thinking today, as I was sitting watching the show, there was a lady from Monticello who was, I believe she's 85 years old, and I think it was about her first time telling stories on the Marble Stage, and she was telling stories about how things were in Monticello when she was growing up, and really, really interesting person to listen to, and I kind of got to thinking back about some of the stories I'd heard about in my own family. And there were a couple of expressions that my family used that I never realized were peculiar until I got to be an adult and realized that actually no one else said these things. And the first one that crossed my mind was an expression that we would always use if, for instance, you thought someone was in another room and actually they were standing right behind you, and you spoke very loudly, shouted out, and then you realized they were behind you. That person would always say, "How does your bean puller work?" And I, you know, I just thought that's what you said when that situation, everyone said that. But then I found out, I guess it was it was the story from my maternal grandmother's side of the family, that when she was a little girl, there was a funeral, and it was in the middle of the summer, and this was up in Ionia, Michigan. It was a very, very hot day, and the funeral was very long, and a couple of farmers surreptitiously slipped out of the church, and they were talking underneath one of the church windows, which, of course, the windows were open, and a hymn was being sung, and the congregation was really into it and singing loud, and the louder the congregation sang, the louder the two farmers were talking, and suddenly the song ended. just as one farmer said to the other, "And how does your bean puller work?" So that was said in my family for many, many years. And the other one I was thinking about was, if I would go out and ask my mother, "Is dinner ready yet?" And she'd say, "Is it shelled?" And that's if you ask anyone if anything was done, like for you, they would say, "Is it shelled?" And again, I thought that everybody used this expression, until I found my grandmother told me of a story that when she was a little girl, there was a family that lived up the road from their farm, and they had living with them a relative who contributed absolutely nothing to the family. He was just a drone, and he ate up their food and took up space in the house and didn't contribute anything. So they thought that, well, maybe they'd scare him into doing something. So they told him that if he didn't start to work, they were just going to take him out and just leave him off about 10 miles from the house, and he was on his own. And he said, well, all right, that was fine with him. He didn't have any intention at all of working. So they loaded him up in the wagon, and they're driving out of town with him. And they met a wagon coming the other way, a neighbor, and stopped and, "What are you doing out here?" "Well, we're taking Grandpa," or whoever it was, "out, and we're just going to leave him because he isn't working." And the neighbor said, why, that's terrible. He said he had a load of corn with him, and he said, "I'll tell you what, old man," he said, "if you'll work," he said, "I will give you half this load of corn, and you can use it to start your own, you know, for seed corn or sell it or do whatever and just kind of get a start. How would that be?" And the old man raised up in the back of the wagon and said, "Is it shelled?" So those are two expressions from my family. I wish that, what I meant to do this weekend was talk to other people here at the festival and see if I could collect some of these others, because they're priceless, and they're things you never hear about unless you actually ask people. I hear a guitar plinking behind me, but I'm still not visible, so I take it that the lights are not going up high enough. I wouldn't get up there for anything. There's someone crawling along one of the girders. How many of you last night had an opportunity to see the Seminole stomp dancing? Yeah, wasn't that terrific? I think we should all be very grateful to the Seminoles for sharing that part of their culture with us. It's not something that's seen by people outside the Seminole tribe, and it was just a beautiful thing to watch. There was a big bonfire up in front of the museum, and the Seminoles had all their beautiful costumes on. You know, the ladies had on the colorful tops and those Seminole and the skirts with the capes, and it was really beautiful. The concert finished up pretty late last night, actually, and what else was going on? Some of the food vendors were still even hanging in there. The food this year seemed to me to be exceptionally good. Did y'all get to sample some of that good home cooking and just really good stuff, like elephant ears that you don't normally let yourself eat? I ate things that I figure had about enough fat grams to equal a pound of butter, but I figured, well, it's once a year. Isn't that amazing? When you think that this whole festival started 45 years ago down on the marble stage, and it was just, the festival was actually started by the Federation of Music Clubs here in Florida, and it evolved. Finally, it moved into the Stephen Foster Center, and then eventually the state took over the Stephen Foster Memorial Center, and it became a state function, and it has just grown and grown and grown until you've seen all of the stages that we have here. Every year, more and more people apply to the festival, and we keep adding stages so that, you know, everyone will have a chance to share their talents. You just never stop and really think how much talent is available in Florida. But when you come up here, it just kind of brings everything home. Wow. You know, sometimes maybe we think that technology like this is maybe a little bit intrusive, but you kind of have to balance those thoughts with the fact that we're able to bring this sort of thing to so many more people, maybe even out of state. This is one of the oldest folk festivals in the United States, if not the oldest. And I don't know, maybe more people just ought to know about it. How many of you, now that I can see you again, how many of you in the audience are from, say, a 50-mile radius of White Springs? 50 miles? Okay. How many are from, let's break it down a little bit. How many from Tallahassee? Okay. How many from Gainesville? Yeah, I thought we'd have a few from Gainesville. Live Oak? Jacksonville? Yeah, some up there on the hill from Jacksonville. How many have come from as far away as, let's say, Pinellas? Whoa, okay. Fort Myers? One, oh, lone hand, okay. How about this, southeast, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties? Okay. Thanks, guys. It's really nice of you to make the trip up. We actually have quite a few performers that come out of the South Florida area. Okay. And there's some very active folk clubs around the South Florida area that are promoting folk culture, so we're real happy to hear about that. Okay, they say that we're ready, so I have the pleasure of introducing our next performer, who is very well known to people who frequent the Florida Folk Festival. This is his 34th year at the festival. He first performed on the marble stage when the festival was very new, and saw Will McLean singing some of his wonderful songs and fell in love with that sort of thing. He's sometimes referred to as our wildlife troubadour, and he has 6 tapes available at the Friends of Florida Folk Tent, which looks like it's still open, and has completed a total of 9. He sings wonderful songs about Florida's unique wilderness and wildlife. So please make welcome Mr. Dale Kreider.
About the symbol of America, the southern bald eagle. Under the southern bald eagle, searching sobering eyes, America stands for the challenge at hand, and a wilderness tries to survive. Yes, a wilderness tries to survive. Consider a species endangered, and it's a sight of our symbol so rare, and it's a part of this nation's best bone and body, the bald eagle high in the air. No gold or silver can compare. Under the southern bald eagle, searching sobering eyes, White Springs Folk Festival's a place for us to gather, and the wilderness here tries to survive. Yes, the wilderness tries to survive. Yes, the eagle is the friend to all the people who want wilderness to bear so many kinds. And it's under the southern bald eagle that I hope we'll be changing our minds about the air where the symbol is flying. And the wilderness where the eagle is crying.
Another species we eliminated from Florida is the red wolf. We've eliminated them from this state, believing that the Little Red Riding Hood story and the three pigs were important. We believed that we'd eliminate the wolf, everything would be better. There wouldn't be come knocking at our door. But what we really know now from scientific evidence that the wolf is very important to the deer herd. It keeps the deer herd improving all the time, actually, not increasing in number, but genetically improving, because it weeds out the sick and the less fit individuals. So we know now that predators are part of the ecology of Florida. We didn't when we killed the last wolf. We're going to bring the wolf back. We already have them on one island south of Tallahassee, and we'll have others eventually in this state. And I'd like to celebrate that return of the wolf with this song called The Red Wolf Howls at the Tallahassee Moon. For the howls above the hills of Tallahassee, the silence yearns with absence of Red Wolf, and as we long for its return in this springtime, when the song can be heard from Jackson's Bluff. Wolf song will carry if we listen. Yahoo! The wolf song will howl the fullest tune. For the red wolf is back to occupy its habitat. It can sing once more for the Tallahassee Moon. Big Bend wind over Red Wolf Den will gain new meaning when the howlless nights of the recent past will all have gone, and the new pack song of the Red Wolf shall be singing when the litter pups join in this native song. Yahoo! The wolf song will carry if we listen. Yahoo! Wolf song will howl the fullest tune. For the red wolf is back to occupy its habitat. It can sing once more for the Tallahassee Moon. Wolfless wind of Tallahassee, where springtime is always sung with flower blooms and new habitats tonight. There's one Appalachian site where the red wolf howls at the Tallahassee Moon. Yahoo! The wolf song will carry if we listen. Yahoo! The wolf song will howl the fullest tune. For the red wolf is back to occupy its habitat. It can sing once more for the Tallahassee Moon. The red wolf howls at the Tallahassee Moon.
Well done. Well done. Thanks, Dale. We were just back there kibitzing about how little sleep we'd gotten this weekend, and I told him he was just in amazingly good shape for as little sleep as he'd had. So he can relax now. We're doing very short sets tonight in order that we can bring you as many people as we possibly can. So you're going to hear a tremendous range of music this evening. And our next performer, who is from the Tampa area, I think has one of the broadest musical ranges of anyone I've ever heard. She does everything from folk music to swing to jazz, and in my opinion, she is a consummate musician. She has a wonderful singing voice and is a very talented songwriter. And I think we're going to take just a couple of minutes to set her up. Becky Palmer is as much at home on the mezzanine of the Tampa Convention Center as she is here sitting outside at the Florida Folk Festival. Her music sort of has an overlay of raw Dixieland jazz, as I said, touched with a bit of swing and the blues. And I see that she has T.J. Wangerman with her this evening, whose abilities on the mandolin are absolutely awesome.
Legendary.
Legendary. Yes. Becky, do you still have tapes available?
No
tapes. She's had a couple in the past that are absolutely beautiful. So maybe if you're nice enough to her, she'll make some more for us. She has done hundreds of club engagements throughout the Southeast, done a lot of radio and TV appearances, and I think I'm just going to step aside and let you listen to the sweet music of Becky Palmer.
Thank you. It's really great to be here. I haven't been here in a while. I came here first in, back in the late 60s as a teenager. And this weekend I was really glad because my two children were here and my grandson. So that was really just a real special. It's been a very special weekend.
Yes.
Hard to believe.
Well, it's a long, winding road where those hard winds blow. In need of a friend, a stranger grows cold, and the sun keeps on shining wherever it may, until you find yourself standing so lost in the haze. So when the stranger is left by the road in the dust, will your spirit grow numb of all your fears and mistrust? Or will you see him again in your heartache and pain? Just knowing you could be like him. So when you find yourself lost by the road in the dust, will your spirits be cleansed from all your fears and mistrust?
will you see him again? In your visions and dreams, when he reaches out his hand to you, never knowing your name. Well, it's a long, winding road where those hard winds blow, we're in need of a friend, a stranger grows cold.
Thank you. It's about the third time I performed that song. I haven't really done that one very often. The ones I'm doing today mostly are songs that I've written the last couple of years, so they're not recorded or anything. You sound great, TJ. It's wonderful.
Great. It's great playing with you, Becky.
Isn't it great?
Thank you.
I wrote this one on the way to a dance weekend up in Olino. Actually, I kind of finished it on the way. I ride a lot in the car. Olino State Park has a dance held there that lasts from Friday all the way to Sunday during the vernal equinox. And it's they have several different stages going on, and you have to get your reservations in, usually sometimes a year in advance now. It's they have Cajun dancing, swing dancing, some polka, just all kinds of contra dancing, and what else? Zydeco. It's great. Great way to spend the... Oh, it's on the Santa Fe River, so when you get real hot, you can just jump in the river. And they have great food. Great cooks.
Where'd you go last Saturday night? Had tickets to a show and a one-way ride. Waited for you till 2:30. Until your sister came along and she told on you. Well, you think I know better than to count on you. Well, the way you talk a man right out of the moon. Stands in time and I'm a thief. Don't you bother me with your alibis. Jimmy asked me to the dance tonight. I told him no, but now I changed my mind. I said, let's go, baby. Yeah. Let's go dancing. Romancing. Baby, let's go. Yeah, let's go. Forget about your blues.
Let's go.
Let's go, yeah. Let's go dancing. Skirts and my lace, yeah. You'll be sorry that you don't come too. Cause while you're in a smoky bar just playing your pool, we'll be under the stars and a big pale moon, dancing around and having a hoot. Don't you wanna go?
Yeah.
dancing. Go dancing. Yeah. Thank you. Speaking of dance weekends, have a gin of swing tin with me. We're going to do a swing tin. This one I wrote when I was going up to Tallahassee for a swing dance. I used to play a lot with a swing group, and we'd go around with Bart and Marietta called Swing Fever. I think they were here this weekend doing some classes, some swing dance classes, and we would back them up, and we'd do workshops, and then we'd get to do these cool dances at night, and everybody'd dress up, and we'd do these swing dances. So I was missing my sweetheart at the time, and I wrote this song because we were on the road a lot, and it goes like this. Well, Mr. Moon above, have you seen my baby? Well, the rooster's crowing and I haven't slept a wink. Well, it's half past dawn and I'm walking the floor since my baby's been gone. Well, if you see my baby, tell him to come home. You know I miss my baby and I'm feeling so alone. I hope it won't be long, cause I'm going crazy since my baby's been gone. Since my baby's been gone, I got them morning blues. Since my baby's been gone.
Take it. Woo!
That to know that y'all would stay after all of that rain. Thank you.
have you been? I haven't seen you in a long, long while. You wouldn't follow me behind closed doors. I lost you to the smoke and taste of slow gin. Old dream maker, you were always there. Just behind fog and mist and pain, you reached for me inside another dream and put me out of that old nightmare. Stay. Sometimes I lose my way. And the echoes of that old dream. Old dream maker, will I hear your steps again? Dancing in the shadows where I stand with you.
Thanks a lot for listening. And thank you for having me. I hope I see you next year.
See, I told you. Becky Palmer. Okay, we're going to move it right along. We have another group coming right out, who are some of the best-known folk musicians we have here at the festival. Marianne Danila and Glenn Geiger have been around folk music for a long time and are extremely good at it. And I think they're going to be bringing out a guest. Marianne has one of the loveliest voices in Florida, in my opinion, and she's complimented by her partner, Glenn. Marianne is not only an excellent musician, but she's a very talented artist. I hope some of you have had an opportunity to see her paintings. Glenn is a professor at of educational psychology at the University of South Florida, and they make a wonderful duo. They have two tapes available. Bill and Jean said they were closing the FOF booth at 7, but it looks like there are still people up there, so I think the Marianne and Glenn's tapes are still to be had. And
they are.
We'd like you to make very welcome Marianne Danila, Glenn Geiger, with Bob Cogut.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
All right. You're lovely. For all the lovers in the crowd.
Every night we light the candle that stands beside our bed. Sometimes the flame's too much to handle, that's what you said. That's what you said. Well, you should know, 'cause you built a fire in me, you made it burn. You followed me, watching every move, matching every turn. Your green eyes, they don't miss a thing. They hold me like the sun going down, and warm me like a fire in the night without a sound. Till I heard, just as patient as the love light in your eyes. You never threw away your word or ever talked in a disguise. I ought to know you were a beacon to a sailor lost at sea. I saw it in your eyes when you looked at me so openly. Your green eyes, they don't miss a thing. They hold me like the sun going down, warm me like a fire. I ever felt your laughter break loose inside, tumble out to me. My heart knew it had found what it was after. Oh, and it came so easily. We ought to know. After all the years of the hard and heavy time, now our days go by like best friends' storylines, yours and mine. Your green eyes, they don't miss a thing. They hold me like like the sun going down, and warm me like a fire in the night without a sound.
Kate Wolf.
Thank you all. Thank
you. Little song we picked up in Ireland.
Make of it what you will.
Whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what. For if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what. For if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song.
You all know what I'm speaking of when I mention you know what. I fear it's very dangerous to even mention that. For the other ones, they're always near, although you may not see. And if anyone asks who told you that, please don't mention me. Whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what. Or if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song.
Well, you all know who I'm speaking of when I mention you know who. And if you know who should hear me, you know what he'll do. So if you don't see me again, you'll know why I'm away. And if anyone asks you where I've gone, here's what you must say.
Whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what. Or if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get.
They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song.
Well, that's enough about so-and-so, not to mention such-and-such. I'd better end this song, I've already said too much. For the less you see and the less you hear, the less you'll go astray. And the less you do and the less you think, the more you'll hear them say.
Whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what.
For if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get.
They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what.
For if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what.
For if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. For you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's from our new CD and tape. There'll be some up there from somebody when we finish up. We get to do one more song, and we'd like to do the closing song on that CD. And I'd like to say that the fiddle version of this was arranged by Bob Colgate. Several fiddle parts on the album. I don't know how many of them he'll get done during this song, but they'll be consistent with what is their own. They'd break down and stop buying their instruments as Stuckies. They'd stay in tune like mine.
This damp air just goes nya, 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 with your guitar strings. No fun.
rolling home,
rolling home,
rolling
home across the sea, rolling home to Caledonia, rolling home, dear land to thee.
Call all hands, man the capstan, see the cable running clear, heave away then with a will bore to our homeland we will steer,
rolling home.
Mr. Bob Cogan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Aren't those some of the most beautiful harmonies you've ever heard?
Oh.
Give them a hand, Marianne and Glenn. Always a favorite. Okay, I have the inevitable announcement to make. There is a white Toyota Previa van parked to your right, license plate 297CAX with its lights on. So we'll watch to see who scurries out. Also, will all of the performers who have tapes and CDs for sale at the Friends of Florida Folk booth please go collect the monies for the tapes, and they're also asking you to pick up your tapes. We're kind of starting fresh, so please go up and pick that material up just as quickly as possible because they'd like to close the booth. I'm so happy to see our next group out here because I've been trying to catch them all weekend and always had a conflict, so I'm finally going to get to hear them. They hail from the Tampa Bay area, and they started out in 1990.